your use it or lose it skill. Maybe something you were good at back in the day, and you stop doing it, and you try to go back to it, and you're like, oh, my gosh, I can't even do this anymore. I've regressed so much. Go to Cheryl. Cheryl, what is your use it or lose it skill?
Land navigation.
So explain.
So that's being out in the middle of nowhere with a compass and shooting azimuths and being able to figure out where you are and where you need to be and getting there.
So you used to be able to be good at that, and now you're not?
Well, yeah, I'm a retired Marine, and when I was a Marine, I could do it. And now I would be lost.
Okay, so navigation, land navigation. Well, first of all, thank you for your service and great call. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Sure. All
right, thank you.
I don't think I could find my way out of the woods using just a compass.
No, but it is scary because I always say we're relying on technology so much that if technology fails or, you know, a lot of... From what I understand, technology is open for attack. So if we get attacked by technology and it fails and goes out, then we're really in trouble. Like, we don't know. We're helpless. At least before, if that was the norm, maybe we wouldn't be so helpless and we would understand the foundation better to get out of the situation better.
Well, and everything is, I mean, even the littlest things, we have a, over our range, like the, over the hood over our range in our kitchen, my husband can turn it on and off with his phone. And I'm like, is that necessary?
Right. You can't. Like, yes, it is.
But in his mind, yes. Like, and he can do all of the things come with apps these days, and he can start the dishwasher. He can start the load of laundry. And it's just like, and even, to, you know, getting into our house, we have our codes to get in.
Right.
You know, and when that stops working, one day it's going to be like, how do we do any thing in our house, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's one of the big things too. Sorry, Jared.
Yeah.
That's one of the big things too. Like in other countries, like Iran right now, they're like fighting, and the government turned off the internet. And at first, I'm like, "Well, is that really a big deal? They're turning off."
You're thinking Facebook and
right?
Yeah.
But it's not like that's a huge deal. It's everything's attached to it.
All the information. Yeah.
You can even get heat sometimes in your house if you don't have the Wi-Fi or it's not the actual central server to provide heat is not. Doesn't have Wi-Fi access, no matter what you do with the house, you can't even get heat.
Yeah.
And years ago, we talked about this book. I think we had the author on. I know Katie knows what I'm talking about. Yep. It's called 1 Second After, and it was about an EMP attack, electrical magnetic pulse, and basically it fries all, and this is a real thing. It's a bomb that goes in the air, and it go over a major city or a smaller country, and it will fry everything electrical, including people like, oh, you drive electric car. It doesn't matter if you have any computer system in your car, it shuts down. Unless you have an old school like truck or a car from the 70s or 80s that didn't have any electronics in it, your car shut down. And so the book starts with people are driving on the highway and everyone's car just stops. And then the hospitals go out and then they try to have a generator. That doesn't work. And then people who are on diabetic medication, any medication, it's out. Like
you're done.
It goes bad. Yeah. It goes bad if it's refrigerated, all the stuff. And it shows how quickly, it's a fictional book, but how quickly things could devolve. And like people, it's interesting because it was written out of Black Mountain, but they're talking about people like walking up I-40 and these roving bands of people just going and taking from people who didn't have a way to defend themselves. Like, okay, that's exciting.
Yeah.
But I mean, that can happen, whether it's that or anything. If something, it's just, we will go back to the Stone Ages. We're so much closer to the Stone Ages than I think we realize.
And I don't, I am all for technology in certain things, you know, like I think it's great. We should have it and move forward and keep creating new ideas. But also, like, let's have a backup plan.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Right.
Maybe still carry a key on our keychain that will unlock our door.
I do.
Yeah.
You know,
And the backup plan for Katie is that's why she's so against Google Calendar, because she has her backup calendar. So no matter what, if the internet goes out, she still knows her appointment.
I'm still going to know my appointment. I'm going to still have my crossword puzzle in my analog bag, and I'm going to be fine.
Yeah, you'll
I'm
going to
be just fine.
Yeah, then you can't go to the grocery store because all the food's bad.
Well, I know how to can stuff.
That's true. You came to our cannery at our church.
Yes, but I know how to do it at home.
That's great.
I can start a fire and I can things.
Perfect.
So
let's go to Carla. Carla, what is your use it or lose it skill?
Skateboarding.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I used to be able to skateboard. There ain't no chance now.
I grew up in San Diego, and we skateboarded everywhere, and I could do all kinds of tricks and everything, and I was telling after I moved here, and a friend's son had his skateboard, and I said, I used to skateboard. He said, there's no way. So he told me to prove it. Well, I put one foot on the skateboard and fell flat on my butt.
Oh. No offense.
Yeah.
But you sound like you've never skateboarded in your life.
People surprise you.
It is odd, though. You can't skateboard, but you know how to, you'll be able to ride a bike. You'll never forget how to ride a bike. You can ride a bike or skiing the same way. I haven't skied in like 10 years. I went skiing the other day. Not the other day, but a while back. No biggie.
I think with skiing or any of these activities, what changes, maybe not your ability to do it, but it's the fact that now you know how hurt you're going to get if it goes wrong.
And your body changes too.
Yes.
Like when I was skateboarding in Boone, North Carolina, down big like hills and mountains at 6 or 7. I can't even believe I did that. I would never. 6, 7, sorry.
Yeah.
But go down these hills. I would never do that now, but also, you know, weighed 100 pounds and.
You were closer to the ground.
If I fell, I just got back up.
Yes,
it wasn't a big deal.
Not a big deal. You weren't afraid of skid knees. Now I'm like, my skin's never going to grow back. You know, it's going to be bruised forever. I'm never going to recover.
But yeah, skateboarding used to be fun. I couldn't even think about doing that now.